Well, since this is my first Mother's Day with you, I thought I would take a moment to share a little bit about my own experience of being a mom. As many of you know, I have one child, and he worships with my husband at the Delano Church since my husband is the pastor there. And when James was born, my husband Chad and I, we were co-pastoring at a church in Minneapolis called Prospect Park, and the parsonage was right next to the church. I mean, it shared a driveway. It's Minneapolis. And so when this child was coming, which, by the way, I was due on Palm Sunday, and they did just fine without us, you know, he came and he was healthy, and I was on leave, and but we lived right next to the church. And so eventually, about after a week or after the week after Easter, Chad said, "Please bring the baby over." You know, and I said, "You know, you're not even really comprehending anything." And I was like, "What?" And then I said, "Oh, you just need that Lion King moment, you know, where the baby." And he's like, "Yes, it's all I need you to do." Just so we did this, and then I went back, you know, and went back on leave, and then when my leave was over, you know, James started coming to church with me, and all of these things. But when James turned about one, Chad and I made the choice to take leave from pastoral ministry, and so. He doesn't have a memory of those early years and growing up right, you know, next to a church and this. What his memories of childhood were was Chad and I, neither of us working in pastoral ministry. Chad was working as a software engineer. I was sometimes working part-time on church staff, but as a children's minister or youth director, but part-time and mostly with James. And so after about 6 years of that, I made the choice to consider going back to pastoral ministry. And so as James was getting ready to go to second grade, we made this family transition where I was going to be returning as pastor, not Chad, but me, and we were going to move and get ready for this. And so as we got ready, I was a little apprehensive about the impact this would have for the family because my son did not understand this, and he was about to get this, but much bigger. And it was kind of a strange thing for him because, you know, as soon as we moved in, people are bringing us food and flowers, and there's like this rose parade, and my son is like, "What is going on?" And I have to explain to him, "Well, your mother is the pastor," and he's like, "No, you're not." And so we kind of settled into life, and he got accustomed to the fact that I did things that didn't always involve him. And, you know, sometimes mom did other, you know, things that people thought were interesting too. And so a couple months into it, the Sunday school teacher took a Sunday where the children chose to make thank you cards for the pastor. And after worship, I had this just beautiful pile of cards. And this is just a few months of James, you know, adjusting to all this. And there's this one card from my son, James, and he would just have been learning cursive writing, and I was so proud. I was like, "This card, see, I still have this card. This card is so beautiful. Look, I could never get him to write. How did she do that? You know, I can never get him to do that." And I'm like, "This is such a beautiful card." And on the inside it says, "Thank you for being the pastor of this church, James." And, you know, I was like, "This is so sweet." And then I take a look, and you guys won't quite be able to see this, so I might have to show and tell later. And there's this happy little stick figure, and she's got a big smile. And then there's this word bubble, and it says, "Blah." And I was like, "Fair. Fair." And he has made other cards, but this is the card I keep in my office. Because in many ways, you know, it's that intersection of life as mom and pastor and all these roles and hats and things we fit. But through it all, you know, there is joy and tenderness and grace and a lot of humility for me in this card. And I love it. And it continues to make me smile, even though it's fading because I've kept it in the sun and other times. And I just think about how this card feels for me so much like motherhood. And as I was reflecting on that kind of, you know, sincerity and humor, there's a favorite video of mine that I wanted to be able to share this morning. And it's from the Skit Guys. It's a video called Mom Goggles, and I think it kind of encapsulates, I think, a little bit about this card and whether or not you're raising kids or have raised kids or have ever dealt with kids, what it takes to kind of show that love. So let's take a look.
Warning, use of this product may alter your perception of reality. Everything looks the same.
Guys, can somebody hit me with some juice? And listen, pulp, no pulp, doesn't make a difference to me. You're the ones dealing with the diaper.
Mom goggles.
Have fun glamping.
What is that?
Have no idea.
Huh?
We got this.
Yep. I mean, think about this. The kids are older. Now they practically take care of themselves.
Nobody understands me.
We're doomed.
What did we do the last time they left us alone with the kids?
Mom goggles! Those things were so great. I mean, they helped us see things like moms see things. Whatever happened to them?
I definitely put them in a place I knew I would never forget.
Great. Where are they?
I forgot.
Computer phone. Order 2 pair of mom goggles.
Ordering 2 pairs of mom joggers.
No. Goggles. Mom goggles. You'll always be my baby.
You're so weird.
No, no, no.
Hang on.
Just leave me alone. I hate you.
You come back here and say that to my face, young lady. What you're feeling is natural. You truly are a gift from God. And I hope you know I'm always here for you.
You're the best dad in the world. I'm sorry I don't tell you that more often.
I am gonna cry like a man child at your wedding.
Stop looking at me!
Laundry. Look at this mess. It is literally a pigsty in here, mister. how are you gonna organize your life if you can't organize your sock drawer? First, it's unmatched socks. Then, unfinished homework. Then, kicked out of school next.
Jail.
How does she process this every day?
All right, one more time. Plastic bowls up top, face down, forks up, knives down, plates in the center, pots and pans we wash by hand. Now repeat it back to me.
No, I don't think the joggers make you look fat.
I've got my dad's thighs.
Don't you need the goggles?
No. I've seen your mom do this so many times. You have a great mom, you know that.
That's great. Mm. Can you hand me the barf bucket?
Oh, okay, here we go.
I got your cat out of the dryer. You're welcome.
I don't own a cat.
How do they do it?
Cats?
Moms. How do they do all of this without the goggles?
They don't need them. Moms have this God-given ability.
Yeah, it's like no matter what the circumstance, they always see the best version of what their kids can be.
Moms are a little glimpse of heaven.
It wasn't me!
I've seen that video like a dozen times and I still laugh at it. Anyway, you know, they joke about needing the mom goggles. But I think at the end of the day, we know that there's a lot of folks, whether or not you have raised children in your home or served as a mentor or, you know, cared for anyone beyond yourself. We've all learned how to take on those mom goggles. But especially on Mother's Day, we give thanks for that kind of gift that they mention, right? About people who can really see the best in us and hope for the best in us and nurture and support us and look out for us. And that's the kind of person that we actually meet in our scripture reading for today. We heard a reading from Acts chapter 9, and it's about maybe a woman that isn't as famous as some of the other people in the Bible. Her name was Tabitha, or as it mentioned in Greek, it is also referred to as Dorcas. And either Tabitha or Dorcas, it means gazelle. So what a beautiful name, right? And it describes that there's this woman whose life overflowed with good works and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. And we get a sense of someone who knew what it was like to kind of have those mom goggles on in life and always be on the lookout for those who just needed some help in life. And we're told that in this particular case that Dorcas became ill and died. And in this moment of grief and pain, we have a scene where there are women who gather around to grieve and lament the impact that this amazing woman had on their life. And it says that they brought all the tunics and clothing she had made for them when she was alive. And we get this wonderful sense of the impact of that, the truth that her life overflowed with good works and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. And we have something very unusual in this story. While this community is mourning someone who had such an incredible impact on their lives, we have Peter show up. And Peter goes in and he prays and he sends everyone out of the room and he tells her to get up. And we have a story of resurrection. And this story is kind of nestled in Acts and also overlooked and sometimes not named, but I wanted to lift it up today for a couple of reasons. One is that we are in the Easter season, and we are getting a feel of the sense that that good news of Jesus' resurrection is a foretaste of something that all of us we'll get to experience, and we have that story here of an ordinary person who lived and did extraordinary things. And we get that sense of hope, even though we wonder why it maybe can't happen for all of us right here and now, we get this hope and this promise that resurrection wasn't just for Jesus alone. It's something that we can experience sometime in some way ourselves. I also wanted to lift up this particular story in the Easter season because we have an example, Tabitha, about an ordinary woman who committed her life to compassionate deeds and her life overflowed with good works. And we see that impact she had on her community, the love that the women had for her, the love that her community had for her, and the fact that her absence really, really left quite an impact on their lives. And we know that on Mother's Day, although there is much to celebrate and much to give thanks for, and maybe some of you will have the joy of having some more goofy cards waiting for you when you get home, for some of us, Mother's Day is a time when we grieve and we mourn and we shed a tear for the women in our lives that made an impact that we don't get to be with anymore. And we remember that God is with us and that we are not alone and that it is good for us to bring out those clothes and to be honest about our grief and to tell those stories so that we can find strength and consolation with one another and that we may find hope and healing from God. And so whatever this Mother's Day brings for you, may it be one that overflows with the love of God. May it be one that is filled with compassionate works. And may your life be inspired by good deeds, whether you have those mom goggles or not. May you be able to see the best in every single one of us. Amen.